West Virginia Highlanders
of Davis and Elkins College. We have some very special proclamations and announcements to make. I'd like to introduce you to Joyce Allen, representing the Board of Trustees of Davis and Elkins College. Clarence Coffendaffer, the Vice President and Dean of Faculty of Davis and Elkins College. Margot Blevin, the Director of the Augusta Heritage Center of Davis and Elkins College. Representing the state of West Virginia, Chief of Staff for Governor Cecil Underwood, Bill Phillips.
Let me say, this is just absolutely magnificent, and what a concert for a silver anniversary. And my wife and I are delighted to be home and to be a little part of the history of Augusta that's occurring here tonight. This afternoon, I was with the governor, and when he handed me the proclamation he signed, he said for me to certainly extend to all of you, and particularly those that have participated throughout this month-long activity, his warmest greetings, and how much he regretted that it was not possible for him to personally be here tonight to join with you in this silver anniversary celebration. However, he did hand me a proclamation, which I would like very much to read for you, because I think it really summarizes and captures the feelings that probably are throughout this room this evening. Whereas in 1972, Davis and Elkins College faculty members were instrumental in establishing and nurturing the series of folk art workshops which grew to become the Augusta Heritage Center. And whereas Augusta Heritage Center has been at the forefront in the field of folk arts education since its inception, and currently draws students and instructors to West Virginia from across the nation and many foreign countries. And whereas the Augusta Heritage Center has promoted and encouraged the passing on of cultural traditions in the state of West Virginia for 25 years through folk life research, documentation, preservation, and whereas the Augusta Heritage Center has furthered its commitment to passing it on by establishing a recording company to produce field and studio recordings of the traditional regional folk music. And whereas the Augusta Heritage Center has created videos depicting folkways and lifestyles of West Virginia Native artists in music, crafts, and other folk art, which have received national recognition. And whereas the Augusta Heritage Center has created the West Virginia Folk Art Apprenticeship Program, through which mentors skilled in the traditional Appalachian ways can pass along this knowledge. And whereas the Augusta Heritage Center maintains the Augusta Collection of Folk Culture, a collection of photographs and audio and video recordings of regional music, for the purpose of preserving them and making them available to the public. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Cecil H. Underwood, Governor of the State of West Virginia, do hereby proclaim the many contributions to the preservation and enrichment of our traditional folkways made by Davis and Elkins College and the Augusta Heritage Center, and congratulate the college on the occasion of the 25th anniversary in August 1997. In witness thereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause the great seal of the state of West Virginia to be affixed. Done at the capital city, city of Charleston, state of West Virginia, this 8th day of August in the year of our Lord, 1997, Cecil H. Underwood.
And the Board of Trustees of Davis and Elkins College, I not only accept this, we've earned it, I think.
You're right.
You all have earned it. And we're so proud that we can have such a fine group of artists here. We really are. Thank you very much.
At this time, Margot, on behalf of the college, we'd like to make a presentation to you. That's supposed to be a cue for someone to come in from the wings. While it is arriving, on behalf of the college, we are very pleased to present you with your own Daylily Garden.
Thank you. Well, it has to be obvious to anyone that this is not a one-person operation. And I would like to thank and recognize all the Augusta staff, past and present, who have worked to make all that we have achieved possible. First of all, I would like to recognize the fact that we have in our audience quite a few former directors and coordinators. I'll call their names of all the former directors and coordinators of Augusta, and I'd like them to stand and remain standing if they're here. Dr. Margaret Godden, Ken McCoy, Kay Gillespie, Willetta Hinkle, Jim Wiest, Scotty Roberts Wiest, Mary Frances Shepler, Ellie Lesser, and Marion Harless. Thank you for all of your hard work. I also want to thank and recognize the people who have worked so hard with me to make our program possible, particularly our staff, past and present, including Jerry Milnes, Susan Rudisill, Joyce Nestor, Sheila Rice, Rachel Law, also John Lilly, Gordon Blackley, Judy Williams, Laura Hughes, Betsy Morgan, Nadine Strasser, and our hardworking summer staff. Thank you all. I also want to thank the Davis and Elkins College administration, and particularly somebody who could not be here because of a previous engagement, and that is Dr. Dorothy McConkie, for her steadfast and their steadfast support, and particularly Dr. McConkie's unwavering enthusiasm for our program that has helped us so much. I also want to give special thanks to someone who is in the audience and hope he will stand, Dr. Gordon Hermanson, whose vision and support in the early 1980s kept Augusta alive. Gordon. He and his wife, Mary, are celebrating their 57th wedding anniversary tonight with us. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go on with the concert.
I'm going to read this because I'm really nervous. I'm Sheila Rice, and I've had the good fortune of working with Augusta since 1979, and I'm pleased to be here tonight representing one other group of people who wish to express their congratulations on Augusta's silver anniversary, the Augusta staff. Margaret, we thought that in addition to receiving all the nice words from government and college leaders, you should have something from the people that you work most closely with, your full-time staff and summer staff members. This is a chip carved box with your monogram created especially for you by Becky Blackley, an Augusta instructor who learned the traditional crafts here at Augusta. Inside are messages from many of your friends and colleagues, past and present, making it a very personal kind of time capsule made and presented with admiration and love from your Augusta family.
Thank you very much. There's so many people to thank. I would like to acknowledge one other important Augusta person. I was trying to think if there's somebody who's been involved in every Augusta since the get-go. I think Sheila is the longest employee. She's been here since 1979. But there's a gentleman in the audience who I believe has not only been involved in every Augusta since it started in 1972, I believe he has attended every Augusta concert since that time. And I think he's always sat in that chair right there. Let's make him welcome one of our master fiddlers, Woody Simmons. Woody, it's great to have you here as always. I do unfortunately have the responsibility as MC to announce that we still have to move a few cars that are parked in the loading dock. This time we have names to name here. A Plymouth Sundance, I guess it's a minivan convention out there. A Plymouth Sundance, a Pontiac Transport, and a Sierra GMC. No, that's not a minivan, is it? No, it's not. The Plymouth Sundance is licensed DL3153. The Pontiac Transport is 9K3317. The Sierra GMC is GE7158, I believe. Please, please, please move your vehicles. It's my distinct pleasure to get back on with the show here with some great music. Last year, for the first time, we presented an a cappella group from Northern Kentucky that absolutely stunned everyone here. They represent an exciting, vibrant, ancient, and extremely contemporary tradition that I happen to love very much of unaccompanied gospel singing. Let's make them welcome the Northern Kentucky Brotherhood Singers.
Thank you. Before we get started, we would like to dedicate the songs that we've chosen to sing tonight to a very good friend of ours that was in our class last year. It's our understanding that he had surgery. Brother Jesse Jones. And we would also like to thank Margot Blevins, Rod and Joyce Nestor, and on down the line.
All my sopranos, all of our students, thank you.
God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to die. We have to hold up the blood-stained banner. We have to hold it up until we die.
We are soldiers,
we are soldiers
in the army.
In the army.
We have to fight.
We have to fight. Although we have to die.
We have to hold up.
We have to hold up the blood-stained banner.
We have to hold it
we
up.
We have to hold it up until we die.
We are soldiers,
we are soldiers
in the army.
In the army.
We have to fight.
We have to fight. Although we have to die.
We have to hold up.
We have to hold up the blood-stained banner.
We have to hold it
we
up.
We have to hold it up until we die.
My mother was a soldier.
Oh, yes.
She had her hands on the gospel plow.
Oh, yes.
Well, one day she got old, she couldn't fight anymore. She said, I'll stand here and fight anyhow.
We are soldiers,
we are soldiers
in the army.
In the army.
And we have to fight.
We have to fight.
Although we have to die,
we have to hold.
We have to hold up the blood-stained banner.
We have to hold it
we
up.
We have to hold it up until we die.
My brother was a soldier.
Oh yes.
He had his hands on the gospel plow.
Oh yes.
But one day he got old, couldn't fight anymore. Said, I'll stand here and fight anyhow.
We are soldiers,
we are soldiers
in the army,
in the army.
And we have to fight,
we have to fight.
Although
we have to die,
we have to hold,
we have to hold up the bloodstained banner.
We have to hold it up,
we have to hold it up until we die.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
We are soldiers
in the army.
In the army.
And we have to fight.
We have to fight.
Although we have to die.
We have to hold.
We have to hold up the bloodstained banner.
We have to hold it up.
We have to hold it up until we die.
For my brother was a soldier.
Oh, yes.
Yet his hand on the gospel plow.
Oh, yes.
But one day he got old and couldn't fight anymore. He said,
stand here and fight anyhow.
We are
soldiers
in the army.
In the army.
We have to fight.
We have to fight. Although we have to die.
We have to hold.
We have to hold up the bloodstained banner.
We have to hold it up.
We have to hold it up until we die.
You see, my sister, she was a soldier.
Oh, yes.
She had a hand on God's gospel cloud.
Oh, yes.
But one day she got old, she couldn't fight anymore. She said, I'll
stand here and fight anyhow. Oh,
we are soldiers,
soldiers
in the army.
In the army.
And we have to fight.
We have to fight. Although we have to die.
We have to hold.
We have to hold up the bloodstained banner.
We have to hold it up.
We have to hold up the bloodstained banner.
Early in the morning.
We have to hold up the bloodstained banner.
In the noontime.
We have to hold up the bloodstained banner.
Late at night.
We have to hold it up until we die.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Before we get started, also a special thanks to our good friend Flon Williams. We love you, Flon.
Yes.
God bless you.
Your sound, too.
Yeah. While strolling along the highway, there rose a mighty storm. I heard a voice whispering, said you are standing up there alone. Then I thought of Jesus, and then I folded my arms, and I started out to heaven. I'm standing in the safety zone. You know I'm standing in the safety zone. Sometimes I have to stand alone, when all of my friends forsake me. Well, it caused me to weep and moan, and I'm standing in the safety zone. Sometimes I have to stand alone, and if you want to get to heaven, walk. Stand in the safety zone. How well do I remember? It was a long time ago, when Mother died and left me down in this world below. You know, all of my friends deceived me. They left started out to heaven. I'm standing in the safety zone. You know know I'm standing in the safety zone. Sometimes I have to stand alone. Oh, when all of my friends forsake me, they cause me to weep and moan. And I'm standing in the safety zone. Sometimes I have to stand alone. And if you want to get to heaven, oh, stand in the safety zone.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have heard of a city where the streets are paved with gold. They say that it's
beautiful,
yeah. It's so marvelous. I want to
go,
yeah,
go.
I want to
go,
because I
read about it.
I've
heard about it.
I've talked so
very much about it.
And that's where we want to go. I have heard of a city where the Christians all praise the Lord. They say that it's
beautiful.
It's so
marvelous.
I want to
go.
Go,
go, go,
because I
read about it, heard
you
about
know
it,
I talk so very much
about it,
and that's where we want to go. All of my life,
all of my life,
I have wasted until Jesus. Ooh. Came into my life.
All of my life
I have wasted until Jesus.
Ooh.
Made me whole.
Ooh.
I have heard of a city where the streets are paved with gold. They say that it's
beautiful.
It's so
marvelous.
I want to
go, go, go.
And I want to
go,
go,
go.
Because I
read about it, heard about it.
You know I talk so
very much about it.
And that's where want to go. All of my life,
all of my life,
I have wasted until Jesus came into my life. All my life,
all of my life,
I
have wasted
until Jesus. Well, the streets are paved with gold.
Say that it's beautiful.
You know it's marvelous.
I want to
go, go,
yeah,
go. I want to
go,
go, because I
read about it, heard
you
about
know
it.
I talk so
very much
about it, and that's where we want to go,
and
that's where we want to go, and
that's
that's where we want to go.
Go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Augusta. Thank you, Elkins. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you all very much.
We love you. We love you. We were chosen by God to bring here some fragile cargo and drop it off. We didn't realize that we had some fragile cargo to take back with us. Not only were we able to help you to open up your hearts, but you were blessed with revealing to us some things that we didn't know. God bless each and every one of you from the bottom of our hearts. Our last song, thank you.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh, are we so bad? Hey, hey, hey. I thought we'd get to see forever. But forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to Augusta today. I don't know where this road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. And if we get to see tomorrow, I hope it's worth all the pain. It's so hard to say goodbye to Augusta today. I don't know where this road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. And if we get to see tomorrow, I hope it's worth all the pain. It's so hard to say goodbye to Augusta today. And I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to Augusta today. And
I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to Augusta today.
We love you.
We love you. Happy 25th, Augusta. God bless you. God bless you.
Northern Kentucky Brotherhood Singers. They're already in their bus heading to their next gig. About a year ago, in fact, it was exactly a year ago, when we started planning, knowing that we had this 25th anniversary coming up. And at the time, I was working as the publicity coordinator for Augusta, and one of my major responsibilities was making sure that the catalog came out on time and looked good and served its purpose. And so we started thinking about some wonderful image for the cover of the catalog. And at that time, Kevin Enoch was here teaching inlay and engraving. Now, it turns out Kevin actually is another Augusta success story. He came here in 1980 to take a class in hammer dulcimer construction. And since then has gone on to become one of the preeminent banjo makers in the country, and especially known for his wonderful inlay and engraving work. And we sort of started talking at that time about him doing this image for the front of the catalog cover. And then all of a sudden we realized that this would be a wonderful thing to actually have as a prize for the people who came here, and also a wonderful way to defray our expenses of producing this wonderful, one-of-a-kind instrument. I'd like to introduce this wonderful instrument maker and musician. Let's make him welcome. This is Kevin Enoch.
Said, would you be interested in doing this? And I said, you bet. Of course, I didn't know quite how challenging it would be till I actually started doing the inlay work on it. And, but it was good. It's good to be challenged. It pushes you to improve yourself. It's great to get to play my banjo again. I've yet to make myself one. Like a shoemaker or something. So I get to play him every time I string one up. It's always fun. I'm going to do a little piece by Morgan Sexton. Unfortunately, I never got to actually see him play, but I got his recordings and fell in love with his playing. And so far, this is the only one that I've been able to figure out. He's an amazing player. Was an amazing player. It's called Little Brown Jug. Little
I think Kevin's a little attached. But he's volunteered to help us give it away, so we're going to go ahead and have the raffle. For those of you who've not been aware of the raffle, we have three prizes. We have a $100 gift certificate from the Augusta store. We have a free week of 1998 Augusta tuition, and the grand prize is this fine banjo. So first we have to have a rehearsal. We need a drum roll, please. That didn't really work, did it? What else should we do? The cymbal crash was the part that didn't work. Well, we'll do the best we can under the circumstances. I'm sorry, Margo, we're going to give away the third prize first. Margo wanted to give the banjo away first, but I don't work here anymore, so she can't fire me. So I know it breaks her heart, but... We're going to give away a $100 gift certificate here. So a drum roll, please.